But I think we can do it better. So we're going to act that story out now. That'll really get it stuck in our head. And to do that, I'm going to need quite a few volunteers. And they might be children or they might be grown-ups. So I'll let you know which would be better, okay? So first of all, we're going to want a rich farmer who is going to live in this wonderful, rich, big house here with all his stuff. So I need someone who's going to fit this coat. Anybody think they might fit this coat? Callum, you reckon? Come on then. Don't want you to look like a smurf. Okay, so come up and pop the rich farmer's coat on. You also have to wear bling, so if you're too embarrassed to wear the bling, then that might say, no, he's okay, cool man. So in you go there. Right, so if you pop the bling on, there we go. And the coat, there you go. Okay, right, pretty good, huh? Here, as if made to measure, and a farmer's hat. All right? So this is all your stuff here. All right? I don't advise you try the grapes. They're plastic. Or the chocolate money. It's gone off. Or the pineapple, which is empty, and the drinks, which are likewise empty. However, pretty good effect, huh? So there you are in your home. Now I need someone who's going to rattle the seeds for me. At the appropriate time in the story. That can be someone any age, any size. So who'd like to come up? Is that Emily at the back or Charlotte? Emily? I can't see. Sorry. Come on then. You read up once already, so you know the well-worn track, don't you? Come on then. You have to do this when we mention the seeds, okay? There's broad bean seeds in there. All right. So you come and stand next to the farmer. Fantastic. Okay, now I need some wheat, some grain. And I need three people who are happy to wave our wavy fields of grain, okay? So who'd like to come and do that? Can be anyone. Clara, brilliant. Come on, you can be the first bit of the field. Right, you stand there. You can put some in each hand. Joe? No, I'm saving Joe for something else, actually. Hold on, Joe. Joe, it's not horrible, it's just I need someone a bit bigger, okay? So any more smaller people who'd like to come and wave these at the right moment? Hang on a minute, honey, I'll give you some in each hand. There you are. There you go, one in that hand. There we go. Come on then, you go and stand next to, I'm terrible at names, Emily. Yeah, I got it right. Hurrah. Put the flags out. Here we go, here's some flags to put out. Some in this hand, some in that hand. When I talk about fields of wheat, you wave those above your head, watching out for each other. I've still got some more for somebody else. Oh, I've got one of yours. Anybody else? Smallish? Anybody else? Could be a big person then. All right, a big field of grain. Tom, you're voted on. Come on. You can stand here. Can you do this, Tom?
Yeah.
Is it in your vicar job description? Thank you. Best friend ever. Right, Joe and Sophie, we definitely need you, and we need one other person who's a little bit bigger than you two. Who else? Is that right at the back? I cannot see. Is that Miles or Aston? Aston, come on. Right, come on. So, Sophie, you have the first one. That's the small barn, okay? So you hold that, and if you could put it on the floor, and when we talk about the small barn, you just pick it up, okay? Right. And then, Joe, you're going to build the larger barn. So when Sophie holds hers, you're going to hold yours on top of it. All right? Okay, so if you get up. And then, Aston, you get two, because you're the truly massive barn. All right? There we are. All right, so you'll have to pile it on top of first Sophie, then Joe, and your two on top to make the truly massive barn. Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Never mind. It will not work, but we don't care. We will laugh. Daniel's going to go running round with all these, because then there was a party, wasn't there? And anybody who's felt left out can have a party blower and a popper. Actually, have I got some blowers? Yes. And I've got some for us up here. All right? So we're good. Right, all right, ready volunteers? It will become clear, I totally promise you. All right? You can place them down on the floor. And when I mention truly massive barns, you're going to balance them on top of Sophie's, on top of Joe's, and then your two's on top.
So we'll
just have a practice, okay? So Sophie's the small barn, Joe's is the large barn, and yours is the truly massive barn. So you just, exactly. And Sophie will disappear, and you two will help her just to balance them. All right? Are you okay? It's all right, they are empty. I kind of foresaw that this. I thought about using breeze blocks. Now, don't you wreck my... Don't you wreck my barns before we even get there, okay, guys? All right? You all right? Okay, so just in case you thought that was it and you can all sit back and go, ha-ha, no, because we're going to tell the story like the nursery rhyme, The House That Jack Built. Do you know that one? This is the house that Jack built, and it goes on and it builds up and up. You will, Callum, don't worry, you'll get it. So we're going to build up the story, and it gets going with a rhythm. So I need you to help me by stamping your feet in time with the rhythm. And if you prefer to clap, that's also fine. I will probably get it wrong. So don't worry, you carry on regardless, okay? Rest for a minute, otherwise you'll be exhausted before we get there, okay? And if you get the hang of the words, because they repeat over and over again, feel free to join in, and then when I go wrong, you'll be right, and it will all work out. Clear as mud? Good. Everyone got enough, Daniel?
I think so.
Excellent. Let's move this out of my way. Okay. Right, so I'm going to just run around here a bit. So it starts off with you, Callum. So face there and look rich and seriously selfish. Okay? And yeah, just look smug. That'll do fine. Okay, so we start stamping. Here we go. Ready? One, two, three, four. This is the rich farmer who owned lots of land. Keep stamping. This is the rich farmer who owned lots of land. Got the idea? This is the rich farmer who owned lots of land. Right, here we go with the next bits. Shake your seeds. This is the seed. No, you're the wheat. I said it would go wrong, but I didn't think it'd be you. You're in a minute. We've got the seed first. Can we put the dog? Put the doggy down in. Let's put the dog in the house. Here we go.
Shake it now.
Now shake it now. Okay. That's it. And if you upside down it, it'll make a rattling. Well done for keeping going, everyone. Ah, now we got it. Okay. We start again. This is the rich farmer who owned lots of land. This is the seed which belonged to the rich farmer who owned lots of land. Now you. Okay. This is the harvest of wheat grown from the seed which belonged to the rich farmer who owned lots of land. You look smug. Excellent. Well done. All right. I'm moving along. You keep stamping. Right. You can stop for a minute. Okay, this is the barn built by the farmer. Not yet. For the harvest of wheat. Wave. Grown from the seed. Excellent. Which belonged to the rich farmer who owned lots of land. Okay, we're going. Right. This is the large barn built instead of the small barn to store the harvest of wheat, which was grown from the seed owned by the rich farmer who owned lots of land. Excellent. Here we go to the truly massive barns. Here we go. And these are the truly massive barns. You are mean. Which put up... Excellent. Aston is missing a block. These are... Hey! Okay, careful, Aston. Put it under. Okay, here are the truly massive barns put up in place of the large barns, which were built instead of the small barns to store the harvest of wheat, which was grown from the seed which belonged to the rich farmer who owned lots of land. And this, all of you out there with party poppers and blowers, is your moment. Here we go, guys. Party poppers and blowers. Take whichever you like, a blower or a popper. Get ready, don't do it yet, because we're going to have a party now. Okay, pop those down now. Joe, careful. That's it. Good. Did you see what I did then? Saved a catastrophe. Here's your poppers and blowers. All right. Did you hear me say wait? Oh dear, what a shame. Have another one. Don't, just wait, okay? Right, we ready? Wait. Are you ready? One, two, three. And this is the sound of the all-night party. Woohoo! The all-night party in the big house. not too far from the truly massive barn. Quite near the middling-sized barn. Ever so close to the small barn, built to store the harvest of wheat. Grown from the seed. Which was owned by the rich farmer who's had a big house and he was very, very rich. And this is the sound of silence. No, I mean it now. Silence now. No. Because remember in the story something bad happened next. Yeah? Just hold it there now. That's fine. Thank you. Done really well. This is the sound of silence. After death interrupted the sound of the all-night party taking place in the big house. Well done, Callum. Not too far from all those barns built to store the harvest of wheat grown from the seed, which belonged to the rich farmer who owned lots of land, who had forgotten that the most important thing in life was knowing Jesus. Amen. Give them a round of applause. Brilliant. Well done. Thank you. You want to go back to your seat? Thank you. You can keep your blowers if you've got a blower. Well done, Callum. You may resurrect. You can rise from the dead and go back to your seat. But I'll have Steve's coat back because he might need it if it gets wintry. Thank you.
I kind of like it.
Very well, you can have a blower. You can save your blowers for a song that we've got later on. Did you get that?
Yes.
Did you think we were better than the cartoon? Certainly more exciting, unpredictable. And these barns, I'm never getting them out again. Oh, fantastic. You all did fantastic. Thanks for joining in with it, including the stamping of the feet. So, remember the end of the story where the farmer had forgotten what the most important thing in life was. Well, I wonder what's important to you. What's really, really important to you? We've been seeing a lot of things on the TV and the news on the internet recently, I guess you will have been watching, about hurricanes over in the Caribbean and people having to evacuate their homes really quickly. And what about even just this week, those poor people over in California on the western side of the United States with forest fires coming in. I was watching a clip this morning, scarily quick, and just having to get up and go. Well, I wonder what they have decided is important and what they've grabbed as they're leaving. I bet it wasn't the TV or the sofa or the curtains or anything like that. I wonder what they would have grabbed. Do you think they would have, if they were parents, they'd have grabbed their children? Yeah? Or a pet, if they have a pet? Maybe some of the more pragmatic, more of the more sort of people who are a bit more sensible might have thought, well, I better take the fire insurance or something. Or family photos. But I don't think they'd have grabbed their stuff, would they? That wouldn't have mattered at that moment. And I think we'd all agree the most important thing for us is not our stuff. Not our stuff. So perhaps we need to stop at this moment and say sorry to God for keeping stuff for ourselves if we have and not sharing with people in need. Like the rich farmer did, or rather he didn't. Do you remember there was this little thought person kept saying, what about giving some of your stuff, some of your money to your workers, giving them a raise? What about giving, there's people out there who are really hungry, what about giving them some stuff? And he didn't. He went, no, I'm keeping it. So if we've acted like that, then we do need to say sorry. Because sharing is partly what makes us rich in the sight of God. So Daniel, do you want to lead us in a time to say sorry? Foolish farmer, and he always told his stories for a reason. And he told them in a way that was easy to remember. And if you remember, the thing he wanted us to remember about that story was this. It's not wrong to have things, to have stuff. It isn't. He didn't say that that was wrong for the rich farmer. He wasn't in trouble for being successful and having all those crops and those barns. What he was wrong because of what was going on in his head, his attitude. And what Jesus said was the most important thing was knowing him. So I'm going to ask Ruddy and Daniel to just come up and raise the cross just to remind us that the most important thing in life is knowing him. Because in the Bible version of the story, if you were to pick up your Bible from Luke, you would read that that farmer uses the word I or me or mine at least seven times. At least seven times he said, I'll do this, I'll do that with my grain and my barns, mine, mine, mine. I'm going to stash this huge crop of wheat and nobody else is going to get their hands on it. It's mine. I'm not going to share it. So the problem isn't about being comfortably off if we are, or owning things if we do. It's about what we do with it. So this is the question I'm asking you today. What would happen for us, for our church, for our community, for the world, if we put God first and not ourselves? If we didn't think, me, mine, that's what's important. If it was all about God, not about me and my needs, what would happen? What difference would it make? What if we all had a real attitude of gratitude and not one at times of selfishness? And if we were like that, I wonder how Jesus would tell that story now. What would that story sound like if he told it about us with our attitude of gratitude? So let me tell that story. Let me imagine what that story might sound like. And if you want to just quietly, just give me that rhythm again to stamp your feet. As Jesus speaks over us. Here is the person who is really blessed, who has all they need and a little bit more. These are the thoughts of the person who is really blessed, who has all they need and a little bit more. I will make sure life's not about me, but all about God and others in need. I will be generous and share what I can. I will remember the best thing in the world is knowing Jesus. You got it. Knowing Jesus. That's it, you know. It's really very simple. I'm not going to give you any more than that much today. Life is more than things. Life is more than things. It doesn't matter how much you have. What really matters is if in your heart you have love and joy and true happiness from knowing Jesus as your Lord, your God, and your Saviour and your friend. Because knowing Jesus is what will make sure that we store up riches for ourselves in heaven. And because we know Jesus, that's why we have Harvest Festival. That's why we bring all our things here to give to the Beesom charity. That's why we give out of the best that we have. We don't have wavy fields of corn out there, not that I noticed when I was coming up to church. No tractors chugging around this area. But most of us have got enough to eat, and most of us have got clothes for our back. So harvest is a time to say thank you to God for all we have, to share out of all the good things he's given us and not keep it to ourselves. So that's why, in a moment, you're going to come up and give your gifts, to put them round the cross, to give them to Beesom, which will then be shared out to the people in Camberley who really, really have an empty room or empty food cupboards and have nothing, and some less than nothing because they have no hope, because they don't know Jesus. So our gifts can be a symbol of how much we love them, how much we care for them, how special they are in God's eyes, and how much Jesus loves them. Because those gifts will go with prayer and with love. And they will sow seeds. Even though we don't have fields of wheat, they will sow seeds. As Carol was telling us at the 9 o'clock service this morning, sow seeds for God's kingdom. And who knows how we will use them. So, Daniel, would you like to tell everyone how we're going to do that?
Thank you.
And I'll move this out of the way.
So we are going to bring our gifts and put them at the foot of the cross as a symbol of our gratitude for what God has done for us and responding to the needs of others. So can I ask you to come through the middle aisle, put your gifts and then go back on the side aisles, go back to your seats. So come through the middle, go back all the way back and then into your seats. So we'll have a video playing as we come. If you haven't brought anything with you this morning, you can still come and offer your life to God by just standing for a few moments in front of the cross. Please do come. Yeah, and we'll help you. If you can do the steps, you can come here and we'll take the gifts from you. So start with come through the middle. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, today we give you thanks for our many blessings as we also pray for those who are in need. We give you thanks for our family and friends. We also pray for those who are lonely. Lord, we give you thanks for our freedom as we pray for those who are oppressed. Lord, we give you thanks for our good health. We also pray for those who are ill. We give you thanks for our comfort and prosperity as we share our blessings with others. And now together, as Jesus has taught us, let us pray the family prayer together. And we say together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the presents that you've brought. I'm sure this will go a long way for so many. Now, birthdays and celebrations. I need help. Someone to come and do the pencils for me. Daniel, would you like to come? It's easy to remember the name, you see. So, birthdays, put your hands up. Anybody celebrating a birthday today? Anybody today? Today, okay. Or last week or this week, put your hands up. Can you run quickly and give them a pencil? There's a few of them there. And as Daniel runs around, can I ask if anybody's got anything to celebrate, particularly today as we are thinking about being grateful for what God has done for us. Anything that God has done for you this week that you would like to tell us? For a pencil, okay, it's coming. Anything you'd like to say? We've got someone. Either for the pencil or for talking. Okay, we've got one mic.
Thank you. It's slightly cheeky because it's not anything I was involved in, but I receive, like many of you do, the Healing on the Streets prayer requests and prayer responses, and I was completely blown away by the response that was published yesterday as a result of Healing on the Streets yesterday. I just counted up the number of items that were there, 16 items there, some of those applying to multiple people that were prayed for. And that's God in our streets in Camberley, working through people that go out there and put themselves out for God. And I just want to celebrate what God is doing in Camberley.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. Any celebration? No? Lovely. We'll just do quick notices then before our final song. The first one is our holiday activity is definitely happening. It is coming. It is the Big Rescue Holiday Club for children in reception to year six. And it's very cheap. £6 for 3 days. That includes lunch and refreshment. That is, you know, you can't get anything better than that. So if you haven't booked, if you have children, if you have neighbors, friends, please do invite them. We need to know by this week so that we can. There are a number of these leaflets outside. Please take them. And they can book either online by going to our website. They can access the form there. Or they can take a form from. So please see either Louisa or Beth. Wave, where are you, girls? Yeah, there. So that they can help. And as we do, please, we need a lot of help in order to do that properly. We need people who will help us with registration, with crafts, with prep and serving food, with games, with group leaders, and so on. So if you could do either 1 day or 3 days, please do speak to Louisa or Beth. We need lots of you so that we can do this the best holiday activity ever. So that's one. The next thing to mention is, let me just double check my notes. Yes, come home for lunch. Put your hands up if you've put your name down already. Not many. Now, I'm going to invite Tricia to come, and she's going to tell us why this come home for lunch is important. Should I give you this one, Tricia?
Is this one
That's on? Yeah. Is it on? Yeah, it's on.
I did wonder about come home, as I don't feel able to host parties anymore. But reading Acts 2, I felt the early church met informally. They broke bread in their homes and ate together. This is not entertaining, and I feel this is perhaps what come home is about. To share fellowship over a meal, be that a bowl of soup, a sandwich, or a roast meal, it's immaterial. Large gatherings are fine. My own immediate family is now over 20. But what I enjoy more than anything is a visit to or with one family where I can find out particularly what is going on with the grandchildren. Mm. I hope Come Home can mirror this with my church family. A chance to meet new to me a family and get to know them. My name is Dawn. What about you?
Mm. Thank you, Tricia. So my name is Dawn too. What about you? So please do sign up. You can go as a guest or you can be a host, or either. You can choose either. And it would be a fantastic thing to get to know lots of people through going to their places or inviting people. So there is a sign-up sheet outside. Please do that and tell us how many people can you host, or how many people are going to as a guest, so that we know exactly when we prayerfully match people to various houses. Please do that. Last but not least, tonight there is time to connect prayer. 6:30 here, and this will be Claire's fourth service of the day. Yeah, so keep Claire company. Brilliant. I think that there is a lot more stuff on our notice sheet, so use it. Take it home, read it, use it as a prayer diary. There's lots of things happening here, so please do take one and pray over the various things that are happening. So we'll stand and sing our final hymn. What has it got?
Far and near. Well, let's stand.
Please stand.
Far and near, hear the call, worship Him, Lord of all. Come to the sun, the nations come, celebrate what God has done. Deep and wide is the love Heaven sent from above. God's own Son for sinners died, rose again, He is alive. So say it loud, say it strong, tell the world what God has done. Praise His name, let the earth rejoice, for the Lord reigns. At His name, let praise begin, oceans roar, nature sing, for He comes judge the earth in righteousness and in His truth.
So say it loud.
Say it loud. Say it strong.
Tell the world.
Tell the world what God has done. Say it loud. Praise His name. Let the earth rejoice. For the Lord reigns. Say it loud. Say it strong. Tell the world what God has done. Say it loud. Praise His name. Let the earth rejoice. For the Lord reigns.
Please stay for coffee or tea or other refreshments after the service. But before we go, let's have God's blessing. And now may the love of God enfold you, the peace of Jesus dwell within you, and the joy of the Holy Spirit uplift you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. And before we go, the peace of the Lord, as already said, let's die. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And so let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
for you today.